While the offense has been much improved, the Vikings' defense has been the calling card of the 2017 team. From timely interceptions to big play sacks, the defense has had some dominating moments throughout this season. There are times it feels like the group is playing with a 12th player, especially with a cornerback who's not only a strong defender, but an extra coach on the field.
You have to have a sense of accountability for anything to work. You have to have all parts working together and, you know, doing their job. It's like a car. You know, you get a flat tire, the car doesn't work anymore. You can't drive. And it's no different where, you know, one piece is just as important and instrumental for success as the other part. So we all have to do our part in order to be successful.
It's been awesome to be around him and to see the way that he is on and off the field, and how, even though he's a 15 years now, he still acts, you know, as if he's a young player, you know, still shows up on time, yes sir, no sir, you know, taking notes in meetings, studying, practicing hard, doing every single thing right. And when you see him doing those things, it kind of makes sense why he's still around, because he does do everything right. He still does it, you know, as if, you know, he's a young guy, you know, and he hasn't earned any of his stripes yet. So, you know, that he leads that example for us. You know, on and off the field, great dude, love that guy.
When he takes the field on Sundays, Terrence Newman matches up with opponents who grew up watching him play. He looks at his teammates and sees many players who are a decade younger than him. But that longevity is what makes his time on the field that much better.
Just when Danelle came in, though, I'm like, yo, you're how old? You know, and it's just they're getting younger and younger. And, you know, he's a heck of an athlete, and you know, he's smart, he's quiet, he does his job and doesn't say much. So, you know, it's a joy to be around players that are that young that can come in and just do their job and be, you know, pros, true pros.
At 39 years old, Terrence Newman is considered ancient in NFL terms. The second oldest defensive player in the league, only behind Pittsburgh's James Harrison, and is playing in his 15th professional season.
His mental approach to the game, and just, you know, just talking to him during a practice or during a meeting, things he's picked up on our own offense, the splits of the receivers, the formations, down and distance tips. So he picks those things up and he goes over them and he learns them, and he does that every week for every opponent. That is one part of his game that you don't see on film, but allows him to create a lot of plays.
Being in the league this long takes much more than taking care of your body and being ready to play on Sundays. It takes plenty of hard work and effort, and that's something his younger teammates see on a daily basis, from his practice habits to his never-ending time spent in the film room.
I was just able just to watch him, the way he practices, the way he does things. Last year was just helped me out this year so far so much. I'm just applying myself, being a pro, just the way he comes in and take care of his business, understand what's going on, and just almost flawless and perfect. So that's why I just try to do the same thing he does.
I think no matter what you do, you get out what you put in. And I've always been, you know, a person that would think that way, where, you know, you can come in any place, and if you don't put the work in, you're not going to get the results and the success out of it. In life, you have to think about what you can do to make your impact. And, I mean, this is life, so, you know, football is life. So I'm just trying to get better every day.
Still competing at the age of 39, when nearly all of his draft class has been retired for years, Terrence Newman is the perfect piece for the Vikings defense. A cornerback who can still compete at a high level and also has the wealth of knowledge and experience to teach his younger teammates. He learned the importance of hard work at an early age, and now is hoping in year 15 that his work ethic will help bring January success to the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, like I've been around for quite a while, so I know some of the older guys know how it is. You know, just because you have a lot of talent on a team doesn't mean you're going to be successful. So for us, it's not about having talent. It's about using it and using it wisely and being smart. At this point in my career, it's successful or unsuccessful. And it's unsuccessful because we don't have a Super Bowl. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, if you're helping your team win games and you're winning games and you win a Super Bowl, to me, that's success. And if people say their season was a success and you didn't make the playoffs or you made it to the playoffs and lost in the first round, then to me, that's not enough for me.